The Nashville District Attorney's Office has a special unit with a noble goal: to reopen old cases, figure out if someone was wrongfully convicted, and get innocent people out of prison. But 2 years into its creation, the Conviction Review Unit has yet to reopen a case. And a WPLN investigation has found one case has now sparked a major change. Contributor Julieta Martinelli reports.
Every day, Marie Burns waits for a phone call from her son, Joseph Webster, who's serving a life sentence at a state prison.
Joseph.
Webster was convicted of killing a man named Leroy Owens in 1998 for a drug debt. Two men, one of whom has never been identified, chased the victim, cornering him in a construction lot and beating him over the head with a cinder block. The murder remained a cold case for 7 years, until Webster came up for parole on a drug sentence he'd been serving. The district attorney's office accused him of the murder. In 2006, Webster was convicted, but he's always maintained his innocence.
Everything that you do for something you haven't done, it puts stress on me, it puts stress on my mom, it puts stress on my kids.
Most of the case rested on one key witness, a woman who regularly smoked crack cocaine with the victim and didn't actually see the murder 7 years prior, but said Webster had come by her apartment looking for him several times. After the trial, though, she changed her tune. Burns, Webster's mother, says the woman showed up at her house one day.
She said, "Miss Marie, I am so sorry that I said Joseph was the one that did."
But when questioned in court, the woman always walked it back. A judge finally dismissed her as unreliable.
"Okay, but you took her word the first time and sent my son away. What make you think her word was good then?"
There seemed to be other inconsistencies with the case as well. Webster's post-conviction attorney claims she never received a list of witnesses to the murder that could have helped clear her client. Ann Webster and several family members claim they knew who the real murderer was all along. They say one of his brothers confessed to the crime while Webster faced trial. But the biggest break for Webster's new lawyer, Daniel Horwitz, came after he secured funding from the Innocence Project to test the murder weapon for DNA. An independent lab found the DNA of a single male on several parts of the cinder block.
"And that person is not Joseph Webster."
Emboldened by the result, Horwitz turned to the Conviction Review Unit at the Davidson County District Attorney's Office. In 2016, the DA created the unit, pledging to look at new evidence that might exonerate innocent people serving time for crimes they didn't commit. Horwitz thought his case was the perfect fit.
"All we are asking for is to investigate what happened here. We have brought you new witnesses. We have brought you the confession from multiple new witnesses. We have brought you DNA."
But last July, the Conviction Review Unit denied that petition. In a letter, the DA's office dismissed the DNA test because it didn't lead to any new suspects, and it said Webster's claim that his brother committed the crime isn't technically new evidence because he knew at trial and just didn't say anything. In a response letter, Horwitz called the review unit a sham, and he noted it's made up of 7 prosecutors, including the one that put Webster away.
"I think it's fair to at least wonder what kinds of conflicts go on within a DA's office when you have, you know, some of your colleagues looking over your own convictions."
Horwitz points to the review unit's track record. Of the 38 cases that have come before it, none so far have been ordered to be reinvestigated. The DA's office disputes the idea that there's a conflict of interest because any staff who ever worked on a case is automatically recused. Still, the original denial of Webster's application led to some soul searching.
"This is the first one that we've got to this point. So it brought to light changes that we thought needed to be made."
That's Robert Jones, who leads the Conviction Review Unit. After months of inquiries from WPLN regarding the board's decision to deny Webster's petition, he says the DA is scrapping the original 7-person unit, calling it unnecessarily cumbersome. As of today, only Jones will decide if a case is recommended for reinvestigation. The final decision still rests with District Attorney Glenn Funk. Jones says the concept of a Conviction Review Unit is very new. There are only about 36 across the country.
"All of the units are, like us, they're evolving. This is an evolution of the criminal justice system."
Even with a new protocol, it's still unclear what it would take to reopen a case. The DA's office says they will only consider newly discovered evidence, but say it's difficult to quantify what that is. They say it just depends on the case. that might make it difficult to know if the review unit is actually working. Barbara O'Brien with the National Exoneration Registry says accountability can be hard to track nationwide.
There are definitely some that appear to be window dressing, right? It looks really good to have this, but when push comes to shove and you actually have to look at it's at your own case, nothing happens.
In Nashville, the DA's office now tells WPLN that Joseph Webster's petition deserves a second look. They say a decision will be made in early February. Horwitz, Webster's attorney, says that's all his client has been asking for.
This system makes mistakes, results in people spending decades in prison for crimes that they did not commit, and results in guilty people staying out on the street for crimes that they did.
And potentially a victim that never gets justice. For WPLN News, I'm Julieta Martinelli.